Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and on today's show, we're spending the hour with Moby, the musician, singer, songwriter, DJ. He's just played some new songs from his new album, Innocence, here in the studio, and he'll play some more live music in a moment. But first, Moby, we've asked you for a pick three playlist of songs, and when we do this, you know, sometimes our guests will come up with some sort of a theme, and you've come up with a really interesting take on this idea. Tell us about it.
Well, my theme was, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on public radio, but I grew up obsessively listening to college radio. And most of the music I heard when I was growing up, or most music I discovered, was through college radio and public radio. And so my theme is three songs that I discovered exclusively through the world of college radio and public radio.
So where did you go to high school?
Well, so I was born on 148th Street.
Right. We've determined that.
And then when I was two, my mom and I moved to San Francisco for a little while. And then we moved back to Connecticut, where she had grown up. So I ended up growing up poor white trash in Darien, Connecticut, which is really odd because I was the only poor white trash person in
Darien,
Connecticut. And oddly enough, one of the reasons I'm back in New York is I'm going to my 30th high school reunion this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I'm also getting a root canal on Wednesday, but apart from that, I'm going back to Darien next weekend to go to my...
Well, as long as you make your trips worthwhile, you know. Are you a reunion type of person? Have you done this before?
I went to the 10. For the 20th reunion, I was on tour, so I couldn't go. I'm really, really fascinated to see... Because, I mean, I haven't seen these people in 30 years. The one thing that I'm a little sort of like... disappointed about is I think that most people have taken good care of themselves. And because I was kind of looking forward to like going back to my high school reunion and having everyone just be like really like sick and out of shape. And that way I could feel like the Schadenfreude. But I feel like everyone's like eaten relatively well and exercised. So I don't think I'm going to have that sort of like shameless Schadenfreude that I would have otherwise.
All right. Well, at least you'll have your root canal to keep you occupied while you're here. Mm-hmm. All right. So your pick three is three songs that you discovered via public radio while in high school.
Yeah.
Number one, Cowboys International.
So Cowboys International was a band from the late 70s. And it was, in a weird way, it was almost like a new wave supergroup. Because I think one of the guys from Public Image Limited was in it. I think one of, like, I forget the actual lineup, but they had this quasi-hit song called Thrash. But the whole, I think they only made one album. And it's like a greatest hits album for hits that no one's ever actually heard. But, like, you listen to it, and, like, the songs are so well-written and so catchy and remarkable. You just wonder, like, why it never became this huge successful record and why they never made other records.
So this is from the other side of the Atlantic. This is a UK band.
Yeah, UK band. Because what I would do is I would come home from high school and I would put a tape in my little tape recorder and I would sit there with like pause and record. And if
I did that too.
So if I, and if I liked a song, I would hit the pause button and start recording it. So basically, 99% of my favorite songs growing up, I never knew what the beginning sounded like because I only started recording 10 or 15 seconds in.
Right. Okay. Let's hear it maybe from the beginning. The song is Thrash, and it's from the band Cowboys International.
When everything is not together, I put my arm around your shoulder. Change the face, change everything, and we'll thrash, thrash, thrash. There's not one little thing that I would. say won't mean anything. Now change the face, change everything, and we'll thrash. Thrash. Thrash.
I remember that song.
It's a great song,
isn't
it?
I had no idea the name of the band. Cowboys International from 1979 from their one and only record called The Original Sin. The first of Moby's pick three for us on Soundcheck today. Three songs he discovered via public radio in high school up there in Connecticut.
Yeah.
This next band is one that I've known for a long time. Did you stumble upon Tuxedo Moon while you were in San Francisco? You were too young then when you were in San Francisco, right?
I would have been three or four
when I was
in San Francisco.
Right, okay.
So this was this song, No Tears. As I said, I would come home from high school, and because I didn't really have a lot of friends, I was able to spend a lot of time in front of my cassette deck recording songs off the radio. This song, I'd never heard anything like it. I mean, it's just like one of these songs, like sonically, lyrically, everything about it, it sounded like music from like a time and a place that I couldn't even conceive of.
Were you at all aware of The Residents?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Tuxedo Moon and The Residents.
They're both on Ralph Records.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they had that kind of weird sort of not quite rock mainstream, but, you know, kind of a left turn was made somewhere. Yeah.
And this song, like, it's one of the wonderful things about, like, public radio and college radio, well, especially now, but even back then, it was one of the only ways to hear new music. And there weren't that many of us listening, but we're all still involved in music to a large extent. Like, I was at a radio station in San Diego, and the DJ asked me, he's like, oh, pick a song from your youth that you love that you want to hear. And I picked No Tears by Tuxedo Moon, and he froze, and he was like, I haven't heard that song in 30-some-odd years, and it was my favorite song growing up. And so he was the same, like us. He would, come home, tape songs off the radio.
Here it is from the album of the same name, No Tears by Tuxedo Moon.
No tears for the creatures of the night. No tears. No tears for the creatures of the night. No tears.
Tuxedo Moon, another of Moby's pick three, as we are listening into some songs that he discovered via public radio while in high school. So this is 1979 that Tuxedo Moon did No Tears.
Yeah, so I started obsessively listening to college radio and public radio. And my mom had volunteered at this station in Bridgeport. I forget the name of the station, but like there were a whole bunch of Connecticut college radio stations that didn't have much of a reach. So like you'd be driving and you'd hear a little bit of your favorite song and then you'd go over the hill and all of a sudden the signal would be lost.
Mm.
WNYU here, I don't know if I'm allowed to, are they your competitors? I don't know if you... So they had like a really great signal strength and they had this show, The New Afternoon Show, that my friends and I would listen to obsessively. And I'm pretty sure that's where I heard this next song.
Magazine.
Yeah. They had a sort of quasi-hit, Song from Under the Floorboards, inspired by the Kafka book.
Uh-huh.
But then this song was the first, I think it was the first track off their album, Correct Use of Soap.
Yes.
But I could be mistaken. And it's just an amazing song. And also they had such weird punk rock pedigree, because this was Howard Devoto's band, and he had been one of the founding members of the Buzzcocks.
Right.
And then Barry Adamson is the bass player, and he went on to be in Visage, and then, strangely enough, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And he's also made some amazing solo albums for Mute.
Mute Records,
And I think one of the guys from Soosing the Banshees was in this band for a while, John McGow. I'm not sure. So, again, it was sort of like an amalgam of a bunch of different new wave and punk rock bands.
All right, the band Magazine, Because You're Frightened.
And I'm falling in love with you, because I'm getting frightened.
English band Magazine from 1980's album The Correct Use of Soap. That's called Because You're Frightened. Moby is here with us on Soundcheck, sharing a Pick 3 playlist with us. You know, that was a great time to be in school, you know, the late 70s as it turned to the 80s and as punk was becoming post-punk and new wave. A lot of great stuff.
Those were my, like, formative years musically. So, of course, I sort of get very nostalgic about them. And I think that, like, from almost like, let's say, like 75 to 83, that 8-year period, like, so much inventive music happened. Like, it's when hip hop was born. Mm-hmm. It's kind of when punk rock was born. It's when electronic music was born. I mean, like, it, like, so much music that's still incredibly ubiquitous and popular sort of came from that brief, like, 5 or 6 year period. And it was amazing being in and around New York during that time, mm-hmm. because, like, now, and I don't want to sound like a cranky old guy, but now, like, a band comes out, puts out their first song, and instantly every blog in the world knows about it. And back then, like, you had to find, like, the littlest record store. Like, I just walked by Rocks in Your Head that used to be on Prince Street. Mm-hmm. And, like, you'd go in there and you'd save up your money from, like, cutting lawns or something. And you'd go in and you'd buy, like, a Public Image Limited 7-inch or a New Order 7-inch. And no one else knew about it, you know, except for, like, a few people at college radio. And then, like, every now and then you'd be on the subway or somewhere and you'd see someone with, like, a Killing Joke t-shirt. And you get so excited. Right. And you're like, wow, we're part of the same tribe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it really was that kind of feeling of, mm-hmm. you know, it was like a secret society almost.
Yeah.
So you think that communal aspect is somewhat diluted because it's all over the internet? Or?
I think it still exists, but it seems a little, in a weird way, more arbitrary now because the music's all just sitting there waiting for anyone to discover it. And back then, like, you had to make such an effort. And also, investing in music back then was really expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember buying the first Public Image album, and, like, I had to work for 2 weeks at a dry cleaning job just to save up enough money to buy the first Public Image album. And then I took the train into New York and went down to J&R Music to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it J&R?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And the only way I could afford to buy the record was if I sat in the bathroom on Metro North the entire way. So I had to, like, I couldn't afford a record and a train ticket. So I sat in the bathroom from Darien, Connecticut until Grand Central just so I would have enough money to buy my Public Image record.
That's Public Image Limited and the song Public Image. It's from the band's debut album from 1978 called First Issue. Well worth stowing away on a Metro North bathroom for. This is Soundcheck.